Okay, let's get back to our discussion from yesterday. Yesterday, at the end of Shir, we were discussing a machlokes achronim as to how to look at chalitza. The language that they use, which we used yesterday, was that you could look at chalitza as a matir, something which is a practical thing, it makes a woman mutter l'shuk, like a get makes a woman mutter l'shuk. Or you could look at it as a mitzvah. Now, it's certainly a matir. That's all shayla. Even if you hold it's a mitzvah, it's also a matir. But the second side is that it's not only a matir, but it's a mitzvah as well. Nafgamina, if you don't want, you don't need the heter, you still have a mitzvah to do it. You still have a mitzvah to do the chalitza. As we discussed yesterday, the main nafgamina has to do with women who don't plan to remarry. The husband dies, they don't plan to remarry, either because they're old and they're just not interested in remarrying, or because it's a katlonis who's not allowed to remarry, or an eshes melech who's not allowed to remarry. Either way, if they don't plan to remarry, do we still say do chalitza? It's a mitzvah. Lom shayfa, you listen to you shake a lulav, so you have to do chalitza. It's a mitzvah. You have a tent, so you have a mitzvah. So we mentioned yesterday that the Chacham Tzvi, the Sam Sofer, and the Yitzchak, all three write that it's only a matir, and that if a woman says, "I don't want to do chalitza," she's not obligated to. She doesn't have to do chalitza if they're not interested. She says she doesn't want to remarry, so there's no obligation to do chalitza. That was the shita of the Chacham Tzvi and those who followed him. The Netziv disagreed sharply. He said that he holds that it is a mitzvah, and as I said, he brings four rayas. Those who had photostats of the Netziv, I underlined all four of the rayas, although I didn't speak them out in the same order it's in the Netziv. So let's go through the four rayas the way it's brought here in the Netziv. The Tziv brings four rayas that it's a mitzvah to do chalitza. And now when I say mitzvah, I mean an obligation. Giving a get is also one of the Torah mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah in the Torah that if a person wants to divorce his wife, he has to do it with a get. There's no chiyuv to give a get. I'm not obligated to divorce his wife. When we say here the word mitzvah, the word mitzvah is used very easily. You know, you get a mitzvah for this, you get a mitzvah for that. It's used very loosely. When they talk about mitzvah, they mean a mitzvah chiyuvis, that you have, under certain circumstances, you have an obligation. Somebody who's mizana tachtov, it's a mitzvah lagarisha. But you know something, let's say a woman says, I don't need to get, we'll separate, I don't plan to remarry, I'm an old woman. Well, he has no obligation to give her a get. Let's say a husband and wife decide the marriage is over. But they're older people, they say, what do I got to bother with a get? You go home, I'll go home and finish. There's no chiyuv to give a get. They want to be divorced, they'll give a get. A chalitza, that's the shayla. And exactly the same case in chalitza, is there a chiyuv to do chalitza, it's a mitzvah in the Torah? Or, chalitza is a matir, if you need it, you need it, you don't need it, you don't need it. Shluchah kind of is a mitzvah. It's not matir anything. It's matir to take. But even if you don't want to take it, there's a mitzvah shluchah kind. Let's say you don't want to take the egg. You still have a mitzvah shluchah kind. Right? Shchita, there's no chiyuv to do shchita. If you don't want to eat meat. Shchita is zecha matir. It's not even one of the Torah mitzvahs. Shchita. It's a oifin. The Torah tells you can eat meat just through shchita. There's a lot. Now let it eat in the veil. Now let it eat in the menachai. So maybe we have to shchita. Excuse me? You don't need kavanah by shchita. Tzitzis, we call them mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah under certain circumstances. If you're wearing dal kafis, then you have a mitzvah. Because it's a chiyuv. Once you're wearing dal kafis, you have a chiyuv to put on tzitzis. That's a mitzvah kiyumis, is such a mitzvah where once you put yourself into the matzah, it becomes a chiyuv. A shayla by chalitza, look, I'm not mechuyev to chalitza, you're not mechuyev, we're not in the circumstances. Ashayla is once a person comes into such circumstances, he has a brother who dies without children. In such a case, at that moment, does it become a chiyuv? That's Ashayla. By tzitzis, there's no Ashayla. Once you wear a dalal kanfas, there's a chiyuv. By chalitza, it is Ashayla. Once you fall into a circumstance of chalitza, are you obligated to do chalitza, to chiyuv? It's only something that's a matter. That's the shad. The language of Rashi, shalai levatl mitzvah siyivmin, is mashma that chalitza is a kiyah mitzvah. That, have I mean a michlitz chalitz, that if you can't do yibum, you don't want to mess up on the mitzvah. So meila, do chalitza so that you'll do it. The language of Rashi, shalai levatl mitzvah siyivmin, sounds like chalitza is a kiyah of the mitzvah. It sounds like from the language of Rashi. And despite the fact that Gedaliah place can hold it's not, they hold it's just a math here. Besides this Rashi, I don't say it's a proof from Rashi, it's a mashmais from Rashi. We have the Nitziv's four rayas. The first raya he brings is from Perek Zabayr, Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara there talks about a dintaira, who goes to who. It's Masechta Sanhedrin, it's talking about generally dinei taira. Usually the teveya has to go to the nitva. If I live in New York, and I'm teveya, someone who lives in Chicago, see, he says he doesn't want to come here, I say I want to go there. So there's a list here of dinim. The teveya, I want to be teveya money from him, I have to go to him. Teveya has to go to the nitva. By what? Yeah, and the Perek Zabayr. The Gemara says, what about Chalitza? Who goes to who by Chalitza? So it says, Hayavam Ha'ileches Achar Hayavam V'diksiv Ziknei Irai. It's Xeris HaKosiv Ziknei Irai, his city. So she lives in one city and he lives in another city. She has to go to him. Xeris HaKosiv. Frektin Nitziv. Why do I need a Xeris HaKosiv? By a Teveya going to a Nitva. Why does a Teveya go to the Nitva? I'm the one who wants it, so I have to go to you. I'm saying you owe me money. I'm the one calling you to the Entire. So it's a logic that the one who has the problem is the one that has to travel to resolve the problem. That's the Svara by every Dintaira between a Teveya and a Nitva. The language is the person who has something that hurts him, he goes to the doctor. So the person who's the Teveya, he's the one that wants the Dintaira, he has to go to the Nitva. If you learn like the Chacham Tzvi, the Chalitza is only a matir, it's pashut the lady has to go to the man. Who needs the Chalitza to be matir? Not the man. The man can marry as many women as he wants. It's the woman that needs it. She needs the matir. If you learn it's a matir, it's pashit the woman goes to the man. Why do I need Xeris HaKosov of Ziknei Irai? Elomai. Zakta Nitziv. It's a raya, then it's a mitzvah. And there's a svara, since it's a mitzvah, he's obligated to do it, he should travel to her. But mainly I need Xeris HaKosov of Ziknei Irai. That's one raya. Like as I said yesterday, it seems to me the Nitziv's rayas are very stark rayas. All four of the rayas seem to be very strong rayas. It's a very glatta raya. It's not derech pilpul. It's just pshat. It seems to be a strong raya that it's a mitzvah, not just a matir. The second raya, it says, Yehachi Mavur. What? We'll see soon. Only on him. Not on her. We'll see. He says that at the end. Okay. The second thing he says, Hachem Mavur Mesugis HaGemara Reish Perek Beis, the Avamis, that's Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. And this I mentioned yesterday. Some of you didn't like this raya so much, but anyway, I think it's a nice raya. The Gemara Yud Zayin Amid Beis says that it's osur for the Yavam, the brother, to marry the Avamis sister. What happens if he marries her sister? If there's only a man dies, he loses one brother. And the brother marries the Yavama's sister. What's the din? She's what's called Hutra Venesra. When the husband died, she was mutter to the yava. Now the yava married her sister. Once the yava married her sister, came married two sisters. She's Nesra. She becomes asa to him, and Mamela is no chiyav yiva. She can marry the shuk. She doesn't have to wait. We don't make her wait, and the whole mitzvah falls away. So the Gemara says that the yavam, we'll call him the yavam, shouldn't marry the sister of this woman that fell to him, because he's going to be mevatel mitzvah yivam. He's mevatel the mitzvah of doing yivam. He's mevatel mitzvah yivam. Frekta nitziv, chalitza he could do. Chalitza, if you hold, it's not a mitzvah. What's chalitza? It's matir har, without a mitzvah. So what's the difference if he's matir har by doing chalitza, or if he finds another way of being matir har by marrying her sister? If it's just a way to make her mutter, so what's the difference how he makes her mutter? He can make a mutter through chalitza. He can make a mutter through marrying a sister. What's wrong with marrying a sister? Now, we prefer he do yibum. Like the Chacham, they say preferably do yibum. But he doesn't want to do yibum. So he'll either do chalitza or marry a sister. So Zakhtin Nitziv, why can't he marry the sister? If it's a matir. The third raya, Kedushin Daf Yodalit. Now, you all remember, I think, the first Mishnah Kedushin says that a woman becomes niknis with three derachim and she goes out with two. Almana gerishin. Then it says at the end, a yavama goes out with chalitza. Or misa seyava. So the Gemara says chalitza minama. How do you know that if the chalitza, a woman is mutter? It's such a glatta raya. The Gemara asks chalitza minama. How do you know if the chalitza, a woman is mutter? If chalitza is not a mitzvah, what's the Gemara asking? Chalitza, what do you mean chalitza minalan? The whole chalitza, if you learn like the Chacham Tzvi, chalitza is only a matir. So Gemara says, how do you know chalitza makes the woman mutter? What do you mean? How do you know chalitza makes the woman mutter? That's the whole chalitza. If you learn chalitza is a maisa mitzvah, then it's very geschmack. How do you know it makes her mutter? Maybe chalitza is a mitzvah. And there's no side benefit from it. It's just a nice mitzvah. Shaking a lulav. It's a mitzvah. There's no side benefit from it. It's a mitzvah. So Gemara says, chalitza minala. How do you know that chalitza's matir? Maybe it's just a mitzvah. So Gemara answers. But if you all like the Chacham Tzvi, that chalitza is only a matir, so let's try the Gemara's kasha, chalitza minala. He brings the Rashi's lashon, min nolan the chalitza meteres, dilma mitzvah chalitza hu derami rachman alei, ulay lo lam yishtri medish. So shtaka raya. That's his third raya. And the fourth raya I mentioned yesterday was said hedrin yitesam at beis. The Gemara says, like one Tana, like Rabbi Yehuda, a melech chalitz. Gemara says, why does the melech have to do chalitza? It's a bezayin. So the Gemara says, mitzvah shani. Because it's a mitzvah. You do bezayin is for mitzvahs. Melech's not potter for mitzvah because it's a bezayin. So obviously, mitzvah shani, the Gemara is saying it's a mitzvah. If it's just a matir, you wouldn't be mechuyev. It's not mechuyev al matir to be mevaz himself. Al mitzvah is mechuyev. Also seems to be a very glatt raya. Four glatt rayas that it's a mitzvah. So we have here apparently a chalukei deis in this inyan where I mentioned to you yesterday there's three who hold it's a matir, the Chacham Tzvi, Chassam Sofer, and the Yitzchak. The Tziv argues, I saw today that the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah tof, Kuf Tzadik Tes also learns that it's a mitzvah. He brings a Chacham Tzvi and argues. He learns it's a mitzvah. So it's not only Some will find out this over the years. Over the years, we go through Masechta, that hold that it's a mitzvah mamish. There is one nekuda that he says later, that even if you hold it's a mitzvah on the man and not on the woman. Even if you hold that it's a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah on the man, not a mitzvah on the woman. Now, it's hard to understand. Very hard to understand. You know, Bishlam Yavam, it says, Yavam Yava Yalav. It says the Lashon that he does it. Chalitza, that's the Lashon of Chumash. Say the Chaltzan Aloy, something like that. The Chaltzan Aloy Me'al Ragloy. The language is she does it. He says still the mitzvah is only on the man, not on the woman. Now, however, the Chinuch says it also. The Chinuch, the mitzvah, Tav Kuf Tzadik Tes, writes, mitzvah zu neheges b'scharim. The mitzvah of chalitza is a mitzvah on the man, not a mitzvah on the woman. So, certainly evil, according to the Shita, is a mitzvah on the man, not on the woman. If the husband the guy she's married. Her Jewish husband died and then she married a guy. There's no chalitza by her. Akapanim, this is what the Chalukei Deis is. In Nafka Mina, in the Chacham Tzvi Shaila, is the woman who was a katlanis. She wasn't going to remarry. She's not allowed to remarry. Chacham Tzvi said, it's a matir, and here it's not a matir. It's finished. And you don't have to do... You don't have to do chalitza, katlanis. A katlanis who had a woman that was twice widowed. So she cannot remarry anyway. So you don't do chalitza. She can't remarry anyway. That was the Chacham Tzvi's psak. And he argues clearly. I think he mentions it in Tech Devar of Aferish. And Kenu, I think katlanis, mitzvah miyaika. He said there's a mitzvah. Now, to try to find a little bit of a middle ground between the two shitas. So on the one hand, you have Gedolei HaPoskim say it's a matir. On the other hand, you have Shtaka Rais and the Netziv. Maybe it's shayach to say, as was suggested yesterday, that an in-between Mahalach, and I'm saying the Chacham Tzvi says this, maybe it's an in-between shita, that in a case where it's a matir, then it's a mitzvah to do chalitza. Follow? In a case where chalitza is going to be matir, the woman, then it's a mitzvah to do chalitza. In a case where it won't be matir her anyway, for example, Eishes Melech, that was the right to the Chacham Tzvi. The Rosh Hashanah's right to the Chacham Tzvi was from Eishes Melech. Eishes Melech doesn't do chalitza. The wife of a melech, the melech died. The wife doesn't do chalitza. Rashi said she doesn't marry anybody anyway. It's not a matir. So Chacham Tzvi said, "Aha! He brought a the Rosh Hashanah. The said from here it's a raya. There's no mitzvah because you see that when it's not matir, you don't do it." Maybe we could answer that and say that when you have a hechatimtza that it's a matir, then it's a mitzvah to do chalitza. If it's not going to help her anyway, so then the Torah didn't set up a mitzvah of chalitza. You know, it would be similar to Hashavas Aveda. There's a lav, leisucha le'salim. If you walk in the street, you see an Aveda on the floor, you're not allowed to walk by. That iser, leisucha le'salim on an Aveda, is only if once you pick it up, you'll be obligated to return it. Once you pick it up, you'll have to return it. Then there's a din that you must pick it up. Let's say it's a kind of an aveda that even if you pick it up, you don't have to return it. It's a dollar bill on the floor. Money has no simin. We say, Asi Adam Lamashur Shakisai, people are miyayish. There's a dollar bill on the floor, even if you pick it up, you don't have to return it. Let's say you don't want to pick it up. Let's say you don't want to pick it up. You're walking by, there's a dollar bill on the floor. You're not interested in picking it up. Maybe it's a penny. You're not interested in picking it up. You don't have to. The mitzvah of picking up an aveda is where it's going to help someone. Where you'll be a chiyav hashava, there's a potential to help somebody. If you're not going to help anybody anyway, well, chiyav to pick up the avedas that you don't return. Maybe chalitza is the same way. Where the chalitza helps the woman, it's matahar, then you have the chalitza, she's motalashuk, then there's a mitzvah. All mitzvahs rayas are good. In a case where it's not going to be matahar anyway, like Eshes Melech, or like Katlanis, it's not matahar anyway, so maybe there the Chacham Tzvi is taka right. And there's no chiyuv.
But that woman is 75 years old, Tibet, and it is not very short.
So then I would think that the mitzvah applies. It's matir. We can't start saying this age she will remarry, this age she won't.
We're going to force it
to the degree that we force mitzvah chalitza, I think the halacha is we're kaifa bedvarim and not bishi, we don't hit them, but we force, try to force them with words. So nachinam. We'd be kaifa and chalitza. According to this, you would need kavana for the mitzvah. Is it ma'akiv kavana in the mitzvah? If you have kavana for the mitzvah, so she's also mutter, which would fit better this way. If it's necessarily tied together, the taich of the mitzvah is to be matal l'shuk. What? Well, you don't have kavana for the mitzvah, so we had the mechas chino says you're going to have to do it again. So, you need, certainly chatchil you need both. The question what's ma'akib could be a question. In the case of the melech, she won't be mutter, because the Eishes Melech is not allowed to get married. Eishes Melech, right. Sharbich, established by Melech, something a king used, the head is not allowed to use. It's a question of an other Melech could marry, which apparently Chacham Tzvi holds not, the Rashi holds. Okay.
Should he get married if he's going
to be famous? It could be that it would, because it's not more than Yisurei Lavim, so it could be it would be typhus. But she's still not mutter to get married. She's Irene Avera, so it's not a mat here. The truth is, even without Chalitza, if she gets married, this machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk learning like Shmuel, that kedushin is typhus. So it's really typhus with the evidence in either case. Now, a number of people asked yesterday or this morning if we make a bracha when we do Chalitza. So I just want to tell you that in the Shulchan Aruch, besides the normal Seder of Shulchan Aruch, there's something called Seder Chalitza. There's a section that goes through step by step by Chalitza. It's made so the Dayan sits with it. You shouldn't forget something. He goes Aleph, Beis, Gimel. It's a step by step instructions for Chalitza. That says do this, do that. It's so that the person learns the halachas, he can forget. So it's step by step. And Dayanim sit that way. They sit with a Seder Chalitza. Today they already have it. Updated versions later than the Shulchan Aruch, but that's the way you do Chalitza. In Seder Chalitza, it says to make a bracha. I don't know if it's anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, but it says a bracha, some nusach, something like this. Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam, asher kedishanu b'mitzvais v'chukim shel Avraham Avinu. Chukim u'mishpatim shel Avraham Avinu, such a nusach. What does Avraham Avinu have to do chalitza? Anybody know? Avraham never did chalitza, as far as I know. Right? Avraham, it says in Mechut Vatzroich now, Layakach Bekal Shalach, Rashi brings, Bischus Chut, they would Klai Sol Zechet Tzitzis, and Bischus Zroich now, Klai Sol Zechet Tchabitzis Chalitza. So it's somehow called Avraham Avinu's Mitzvah. Bris, you understand, Bris Yishol Avraham Avinu. Anyway, that's the Nusach of the Bracha, but it says Ashekedishanu, the Mitzvah Isa. So the Birchas Avraham, when he talks about this Chakira of the Chacham Tzvi, he says, B'chayr it's a raya. It says in Shulchan Aruch that there's a bracha. So it's a raya that there's a chiyuv. And then he's doicha the raya. So it's not a proof. Because by shchita, we also make a bracha. Shekshan mitzvayse v'tzivanu ala shchita. And yet, the Taz says that it's a birchas hashvach, not a birchas hamitzvah. Even though it's a language, shekdishon mitzvayse v'tzivanu ala shchita. The Taz in Yeridaya, I think it's Simin Yud, could it be? Says that it's, maybe a little earlier, that it's a mitzvah, it's a birchas hashvach. We praise the Bar Yaakov for giving us dine shchita. So he says that so it's not a proof from the fact that you make a bracha here. It's not a proof it's a mitzvah. Could be it's also a birchas hashvach, a dine hatayra. We find a third place, but when you get married, is getting married a mitzvah? Everyone seems to think it is. It's actually a machlokes to Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says marriage is a mitzvah, and the Rosh says it's only a hechsher mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah by itself. The Rosh was a ksuvis. He said it's not a mitzvah by itself. Now, don't get me wrong. The Rosh encourages people to get married, but as far as being a mitzvah, the Targum says no such pasuk. It's a funny thing. Marriage, there's no pasuk in the Torah. It says ki yikach ish isha ubala usneya. That's how the Torah tells you the mitzvah of Kiddushin, for whatever reason. Ki yikach ishisha. It doesn't say you're mechuyev to get married. And you all know, by chasna, the Mesada Kiddushin says, Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melechayim eshek shem soysev tivanu al harayis, etc. So there also, the Rosh learns, is the Berchus Hashrach. So we find two mitzvahs, Shechita like the Taz, and Erisin like the Rosh, that we make a bracha, is not necessarily a mitzvah. So Memela says the Berchus Avraham, it's not a raya here either, it's not a proof that it's a mitzvah.
Bracha.
By where? By Yibel?
The
Chalitza. Who makes the bracha? I don't think we make a bracha. We were the Chalitza. According to what I was saying now, if it's a mitzvah, then it's his mitzvah. It's a matir. Not sure. We're at a chalitza. You came last time by chalitza. It was the last year, 2 years ago. Some of you were by chalitza 2 years ago. So I don't think there was a. I don't think we made a bracha. I think we made a guess to make a bracha. No. So maybe the chalukah days. I don't know. Okay, at any rate, this is the Shakal Vitari on this Inyan, and we come away with something of a Yediyah, of a Havana, that's Machlaikis. I don't know what to say at the end of the day. Most of the Paiskim seem to say it's not a mitzvah, despite all these rayas. Most of the Beis Shmuel is also mashma, it's not a chiv, it's only a matir. He brings the Zayar. The Zayar says you should do it anyway. You don't plan to remarry, Al-Pi Zayar, you should do it. It's Mashbi, holds it's not a Chiyuv Etzah. What? Who says? What? Based on the Zayar, he says the Mitzvah, which some Sefer says you can't force people to do Zayars. Sefer calls it an Inyan. Inyan to do it. The Ram holds it's a mitzvah, he counts it as a mitzvah. And the Rosh holds a hashem mitzvah. As a matter of fact, the Rambam asks why the chassan doesn't make the bracha. Bishlam is a brachas hashvach, anybody can make the bracha. You have the Sadeh Kiddushin. If you hold it's a birchus hamitzvah, the chassam should make the bracha. So Rambam says, shaloi levayish is misheni yedeya. If a chassam is going to get up there and mess up the ivra, so you don't embarrass him, so therefore it's a loy plug. But the Masada Kedushin usually tells the chassam to have in mind to be yaitzu with the Masada Kedushin as well. Okay, for the time being at least, so much for this. And we get to Daf Yud Zayin, believe that we'll come back to see if his Rai is such a Rai Mukrachas. So, okay. Oh, one more thing. I said I'll come back to Taisis Yishanim. Look quickly, please, at the Taisis Yishanim. Bim Taimar. Again, if you have the old prints, it's the first wide line. If you have one of the newfangled Gemaras, it's in the towards the end of the narrow lines. Again, let's remember. What was the Taisis Yishanim's Kasha? The Gemara has two Havaminas Michlis Chalza. One Havamina in the beginning of the Gemara. That's why it says Paitera, Paitreis, not Ice Reis. And then later it says Minayiba Minachalitza. You would think Havamina Michlis Chalza, so that's to say Minachalitza. Two Havaminas, who needs two? Once I die, knock off the Havamina once, why do I need a second? That's Tais Yishanim's Kasha. So we said that Rashi is coming to answer it. Rashi, the two Rashis, is coming to answer it. What's in Taisi Shadim's Teretz? Let's learn it inside. In Taimer, Afilatanam in Hayibum. L'chudei, even if we just say Min Hayibum, Haviyadana de Nechaletzes. I would have known you're not Chaylet. Mizutani Paitreis. Kedam Alayel. The Gemara already said that Paitreis tells me that you are part of Chalitza. So who needs the words Min Hachalitza? It says Shalom's Kasha, Yishleimer. Dachi Purushim. Listen carefully to what he says. Hachi Purushim, La'el, Itana Oisrais, Havamina, Oisrais Liyabeim, Avon Michlis Chalza Bakarcha. The first time, I would add Havamina, you can force her to do Chalitza. Zachir Chalitza. Kamash Malan, Paitrais, Tainam Chalzais, that they're not obligated to do Chalitza. V'hacha, the second Havamina, Hachi Purusha. But the second time it says Havamina, Havamina Michlis Chalza, and he writes it. Kamash Malan that. Notice the first Havamina Michlis Chalza is that there's a Chiyuv Chalitza. So that Paitrus tells us there's no Chiyuv. The second time, the Gemara is saying Havamina Michlis Chalza to Rishus. Kamash Malan, no, she's not allowed to do Chalitza. What's the pshat in the second Havamina? Just think it through. Think it through. After the first Havamina, we're saying there's no Chiyuv Chalitza. The Gemara says, okay, there's no Chiyuv Chalitza, but maybe it's Imraitza. If she wants, she can do Chalitza. What's that Havamina? How do you explain that? She doesn't have to do Chalitza, but if she wants, she could. Why would anybody do Chalitza if you don't have to? Single girl. She comes, she says, do I have a rishus to do chalitza? It's ridiculous. A woman is married with children. Do I have a rishus? Ridiculous. A woman who has no chiyuv of chalitza, why would I think if she wants, she could do chalitza? What does that mean? She just likes to take off people's shoes? What does it mean? I would have Avamina, if she wants, she could. Those are crazy people. Torah doesn't tell us. What? So let me ask you, if she's afraid of Alaz, wouldn't we let her do Chalitza? I need a pasuk for that. Maybe. Because I would think if she'll be Chayil, she'll be Miyavim. Maybe. Reb Nachum learns that the Tais Shanim is saying the following. The first Havamina was she needs Chalitza, she can't get married to Shuk. Like Rashi says. Kamash will know. She's wanted to get married without Chalitza. The second Havamina is, even if she doesn't need Chalitza as a matir, but maybe alt mitzvah, she should do Chalitza. You're Nachum's learning. Maybe alt mitzvah, she should do Chalitza for the mitzvah of it. She doesn't need it. She's allowed to get married to Shuk anyway. But maybe alt mitzvah, she should do it. Kamash will know. Kol she'en aliv any Chalitza. So Reb Nachum is learning this Gemara I don't see that the hechel to it, but that's how he learns the Gemara. The Havamina is that you should do it al mitzvah anyway. Mashmalan, no. What? Havamina is al karcha. So how would you rather learn? I'll tell you, if not for a nachum, I would have said exactly the opposite. The first havamina is, I would think, she has to do it out of mitzvah. Say, no, no mitzvah. Now I would think, if she wants, meaning if she wants to remarry, she michlis chalitza, she inis chalitza. Come on, on that. I would have learned the first one is out of mitzvah. The second one is out of matir. That's how I would have understood that Yishanah. Rav Nachman says the other way. He says the first havamina is out of matir. The second havamina is out of mitzvah, even where it's not a matir. Okay, at any rate, I'm mentioning it again to point out that Rav Nachum also names on Chalitza's events. Not like these Paiskim. In his explanation, he doesn't go through the whole Dol Shaka Vikaria. He just says, I would have a mean on Mitzvah, you should do it. Come on, Shalom. What? Yeah, but the Gemara is not Doichi by saying, I would have a mean on Mitzvah. Come on, Shalom, it's not a Mitzvah. Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says, Come on, Shalom, that when there's no Yibum, then there's no Mitzvah. Because there's no Yibum, and no Chalitza.
Does he create that? Rashi as well.
Don't
mind.
Once you touch me,
I'm
going to
think
Rashi also means
it's a mitzvah.
In the Hanami, I mean. Look at him.
You
can touch
me, that's
Hanami,
that it's staying,
that it's not going to be Rashi as well. Fine. I just mean to nem on, Rav Nachum nems on in his language, that's a mitzvah. In the Lachayr stays in Maskana. The way Rashi says, meaning which part of Rashi? The Shlavkiya. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm saying you're going to taste Yishan if he's not, you know.
I'm not saying that it's a mitzvah. The second time is that it's a mitzvah, even though she's mutter with that.
Kosh Malan. Kosh Ali Ben El Chalitza. The what? The Kosh Ali Ben. There is no matir. Rav Nachum is saying that I know that there's no matir. You don't need an ultimate matir. We know already from the first half. But I would thought there's still a mitzvah, kamash falan, that if you're not in the parasha, but you're not in the parasha. Okay, let's see the next line of Gemara. Kamash falan, kala oila liyibam oila l'chalitza, kol she'en liyibam ein oila l'chalitza. Yeah. So here we have this klal gadol. Kala oila liyibam oila l'chalitza, kol she'en oila liyibam ein oila l'chalitza. Let's chaza the Rashba that we had in the beginning of the year. This rule, which is not a machlaikis, the rule of kala oila liyibam oila l'chalitza is not a machlaikis. Everyone agrees with it. It's a Gemara that if there's no yibam, there's no chalitza. Rashi says if you'll find the case of chalitza, it's because it's fakis. But generally, the Rashba was the first Rashba in the Masechta, had a case that he said should fit into the Mishnah. The Rashba's case was a case from a Gemara Gittin of a man gives his wife a get, al menas, you don't marry Ruvein. Nothing to do with Yibam. A man is married, gives his wife a get, so I'm giving you a get, chutz meruvein. Or al menas, you don't marry Ruvein, the two shenis in the Gemara. But he gives her a get, it doesn't apply to Ruvein. You can't marry, if you marry Ruvein, this get is bogged. What does she do? She goes and marries Shimon, Ruvein's brother. She can marry Shimon. Shimon dies without children. She now falls to Yibam to Ruvein. Could she be Yibam Ruvein? Could she be Miabim Ruvain? Found the case. She falls to Yibum to Ruvain. Ruvain is the one that she got to get Chutzma Ruvain. Okay? She got to get Chutzma Ruvain. Now she falls to Ruvain to Yibum. So she can't. She marries Ruvain. Her get is Bottle of Mafreya. She's Neshesish. So the Rashba said, why doesn't it say this case in the Mishnah? The Mishnah has 15 women, that'd be 16 women. You have a 16th case. A woman who can't do Yibum because if she does Yibum, she becomes an Eishes Ish. That's the kasha of the Rashba. The Rashba answered that in this case, you need chalitza. Our Mishnah's case is that you don't need chalitza. In this case, you can't do Yibum. Because you do Yibum, you're in trouble. Can't do Yibum. You do Yibum, you become an Eishes Ish. But chalitza you need. Why? I call she'ena l'yibum, ene al chalitza. So the Rashba shtel davek a klal. His klal was, when do we say kol she'ena oila liyibum ene oila l'chalitza? It's what we call the yibum dikadim. It's a din of the yavam. There's something wrong with this case of yibum. He can't marry her. He's a yavam. The yavam is an erva. He can't marry. In a case where it's a din of the yibum, there we say this rule that we have in the Gemara: kol she'ena liyibum ene oila l'chalitza. In a case where you can't be oil the Yibum for zaytik reasons, there are side reasons you can't do the Yibum, then we do not say this rule of kol she'ena liyibum oil l'chalitza. That's the Rashba's klal, that kol she'ena oil liyibum oil l'chalitza is only a rule when it's a Yibum dikadin, not when it's a zaytik adin. For example, we mentioned a few examples. If she's an Einain, she's an Einain, Einain is Patim and HaMitzvahs. She can't do Yibam because she's Patim and HaMitzvahs. If an Einain does Chalitza, it's still a good Chalitza. We had other examples, Neder. She made a Neder not to have enough from this man. Made a Neder. Can't do Yibam, can't have enough from him. What about Chalitza? So we said that later, Rashba. The klal of kol she'ena liyibum ene oila chalitza does not apply. Taisris on Daf Yud is going to ask the Rashba's kasha and say a different teretz. We assume Taisris argues with the Rashba, and Taisris holds that it's a cross the board rule, kol she'ena liyibum ene oila chalitza. We have two hezberim, the Rashba and Taisris, in this Gemara. If it's a cross the board rule, every rule has some exceptions, but it's a general rule. But like the Rashba, it's very limited. It's only Yivam is Dikadin. If the Ikov is a Yivam Dikadin, then it applies. If not, it doesn't apply. So in this line of Gemara, we have two Hasbeirim. The biggest Nafgamina of all, the Beis Meir said, in Chasam Seifer, is a Shaila, which also comes up. A woman loses her husband. She never heard of Yibum. She's a Freya woman. She barely knows she's Jewish. Never heard of Yibum. Her husband died. She married someone else. Let's assume she had a Kedushin. She got a rabbi to marry her off. How? She mechuyev in Yibum, and she got married. Now what does she do? Could she do Chalitza now while she's married to someone else? She's married to Reuven. Reuven died. She went, she married somebody from the street. She went, she married, not a relative. Now she finds out there's a mitzvah chalitza. It's fine, I'll do chalitza. The Levush said, she can't do chalitza. She has to get divorced from her husband, and then she can do chalitza. Calls the man, she's married to someone, she's an Eishes Ish. She's an Ein Oil Yibum, Ein Oil Chalitza. She married someone else. So Levush said, she can't do chalitza now. She's married to someone else. Ein oil liyibum, ein oil chalitza. Zok de Beis Neir, some cipher. This is Tali in this Rashba. Why? The Levush says that when she marries someone else, she can't do chalitza because she can't do yibum. Why can't she do yibum? It's not a yavamis dikadin. She can't marry anybody. She's an Eishes Ish. She can't marry anybody. Like the Rashba, we say in that case, that she could do chalitza. We don't say kol she'en olivayin el chalitza, only when it's a yavamistik din that you can't do yibam. When it's a din arteshes ish, doesn't apply. Because bita is only also to the yavam. It's din in the yavam, the yavam came in. Eshes ish is also to the whole world. So, in that case, like the Rashba, you could do chalitza. But she'en kein like Taisus. Lavush apparently holds like Taisus. He holds this rule called Sheina Lima and El Chalitza is across the board. So this is a machloikis in Kol Sheina Lima and El Chalitza, which is one of those klolim that are going to keep on coming up in the Masechta. We're going to get to Daf Yud very quickly because we're going to skip Aseitai Chalais Asei temporarily. We're going to come to Daf Tes and then Daf Yud very quickly. So this machloikis is a machloikis you should know. Now for tomorrow, we're going to learn Abishol. I hope you can come earlier than 10. The Gemara on Lamed Tes Lamed Beis, you should try to learn before Shia tomorrow. The Abba Shaul's main sugi is Lamed Tes. We're just not going to get to Lamed Tes. We're going to speak out here. If you have time, learn Abba Shaul on Daf Lamed Tes. And if you have time beyond that, take out a Shulchan Aruch and see it's a machlaikis, how we pass in this machlaikis. Now I'd like...